Joining me on the phone from M&D Playhouse, we have the artistic director and board president, Mark Sickler. Mark, how are you?
Good morning, Gino. I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well. How is everyone when it comes to the family and M&D Playhouse and everyone? Everybody happy and safe so far?
Everybody is happy and safe. We're all hunkered down, waiting very, very, very patiently.
I can only imagine for you guys because you had so much in the works, so many things in the plans. We had a great schedule all planned out. We're ready to go get the word out for you guys. And then, of course, this happens. Unfortunately,
yeah.
COVID-19 came around. And this is your 20-year anniversary as well. So it's kind of a sad moment, if you will, huh?
It's definitely bittersweet because this has been our best year. We had a 26% increase in ticket revenue, a 33% increase in audiences, our 20th anniversary. We're gearing up for a huge send-off to our founder, Ken Martin.
Yep.
And we've just now stalled completely.
Yeah. Yeah, still a lot of different businesses and organizations, as I'm sure you know, are feeling that pain. But we're trying to stay positive, of course. We're trying to make sure that we keep trudging forward, and by the end, we can get all through this, and we have happy times to come. So let's talk about that. 20 years. Let's talk about the positive of it. 20 years of M&D Playhouse. It's quite an accomplishment.
I cannot tell you. I have huge shoes to fill right now.
Yeah.
Because Ken Martin literally built this from nothing. And he did such a tremendous job creating a following. We operate year-round. We have a year-round season. And for community theater, that's pretty unheard of. So he created a fully operational year-round business for the Valley. And we need to keep that legacy going.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to that, it's the shows that you guys pick. Now, obviously, kind of a relative new location for you guys over at the Eastern Slope Inn, which is just gorgeous. So much to look forward to, for sure.
Yes, we're keeping positive. Our schedule right now for the remainder of 2020 is still in flux.
Okay.
And we're keeping a fluid attitude.
Yeah.
So we have plans A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H.
I bet.
Depending on how this all plays out in the long term. So Matilda will definitely be our next show, regardless of what happens, because
okay.
We already built the set.
And we're going to use
that. Of a set to build, and it's not going to come down easy, so it's staying there.
So as of right now, is there a plan or a date that we can look forward to and see what happens? Obviously, we'll have our fingers crossed and we'll understand if that doesn't happen. But is there a set date so far?
Please note for all listeners, including if there are any board members out there, this has not been made official yet.
Of course.
So we are really hoping for middle to end of July if things go well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, and I think that's I don't want to say a safe bet, because again, we never know. We'll never know exactly until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something to look forward to, and that's a date that a lot of organizations and groups have been pushing back towards, hoping for something in the mid-summertime, which would be really nice, though. What a perfect time of year to do, especially a family presentation of Matilda.
Those kids have worked their tails off, and it's such an amazing cast. I cannot speak more highly of the talent within that show. So we're really, really, really looking forward to getting Matilda on its feet and out there, because these kids have worked way too hard to not let it happen.
Yeah, that's pretty great. I know that it's a great team over there, and you guys work very hard at what you do, and everybody also is doing something else on the side, of course. You know, it's a labor of love, as they say. What about the rest of the season when it comes to shows? Do you guys have some kind of plan of what could be happening? Say Matilda does get set off and we're good to go. What about the remainder of the season?
Our plan is, if we can get Matilda on its feet in July, the rest of the season will remain the same.
Okay.
We'll still keep our musical. We'll still have Clue live on stage,
mm-hmm.
Veronica's Room, and then, of course, Christmas Carol.
Awesome.
To end the season.
Absolutely. And like I said, you are kind of, I don't want to say replacing, but you're stepping into the shoes of where Ken Martin was now that he's leaving the M&D Playhouse. And I'm looking forward to numerous years working 2021 season. Even then, that's far out. Are we just hoping for the best there, or is there anything planned for that as well?
Well, we have the 2021 season slated.
Okay.
We can't officially announce it yet. However, I can say the 2021 season is going to be our year of inspiration. Ironically, I chose the theme of the season well before COVID-19 happened. It just so happens that it's going to be a much more fitting theme.
Interesting.
As we all come out of this pandemic. But it's going to be a year full of classic American drama, classic American comedy, all uplifting and inspirational pieces.
Excellent. That's very good to hear. When you guys do open for Matilda, that's our goal, whenever that may be, what kind of precautions has the M&D Playhouse taken into consideration when it comes to COVID-19? Because that will be on the forefront of people's minds no matter what reopens and when.
Well, right now, it's kind of hard. I mean, we have the entire theater completely disinfected, and nobody has actually been in the space since we've disinfected the theater.
Mm-hmm.
When we do get the go-ahead, whatever that go-ahead is from the governor and from the state, we are going to go back in and re-disinfect top to bottom everything.
Yep.
We do have, I mean, just in a general sense, I mean, we've always had hand sanitizers and antibacterial soap in the bathrooms, signage everywhere. But it all depends on when those restrictions are lifted, how they are lifted, and what guidelines are given by the state and the CDC,
mm-hmm.
which will determine if we need to go even further than that as far as, you know, distancing within the theater and spacing out seating, et cetera.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it. It's the most safe way, and I think everybody can definitely understand that. And if that takes a little more time to make that happen, then so be it. We're going to keep positive, and we'll be ready for that day.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Do you have any final thoughts for everyone, anybody, anything, final messages or anything that you'd like to people to know about the M&D Playhouse?
Well, just a shout-out to the Valley. For everyone in the Valley, we're all in the same boat. I know people are tired of probably hearing this message over and over again. We're all in this together. Maintain your social distancing. The stronger we adhere to these guidelines, the sooner we'll get out of this. There isn't anybody in the Valley that wants this more than M&D Playhouse. It's lonely. We're all lonely.
Yeah.
We want to get out and do what we do best, which is entertain.
Yes, and we are definitely looking forward to that day when we can be entertained once again by M&D
yes.
Playhouse, of course, located over at the Eastern Slope Inn. Remember, you can also check out mdplayhouse.com and follow them on social media for all types of updates. Mark and his crew will make sure that everybody is ready to go, and as soon as we get the word that it is all clear and we're going to be able to go over and visit again, we're going to join, and hopefully everybody will have some big hugs and some big acting chops right there on the stage. We can't wait.
You know, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you, Mark.